Let's Talk Development, Season 2, Episode 9.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of Let's Talk Development. It's a podcast series by CDPR. I am the host today. My name is Namar Liaquat. I am a policy economist at the International Growth Center. I have worked on energy and climate in the past. Our guest today is Dr. Fatma Hushnoot. She has a very extensive profile, but I'll keep it short. She has done a PhD in corporate finance from Australia. She has worked at the capital as the chief operating officer of the Pact Capital and has also headed the advisory council of the independent pork producers. Currently, she's heading the Pakistan Environment Trust as their executive director. Dr. Fatma, how are you?
Thank you so much for such an interesting introduction, and I am very well. Hope you're doing good too.
Yes, thanks. Let's get started.
Sure.
Pakistan is facing a lot of challenges on the economic front. Climate change and the vulnerability it creates is adding on to the troubles.
Yeah.
So within this debate, how important do you think is the climate energy nexus?
So I think it's such a catch-22 situation, at least that's what I call it, because on one hand, we are grappling with this low and unequal economic growth, but then alongside, we also have to deal with the climate vulnerability. So that makes this climate energy nexus critically important, because this intersection represents a challenge and at the same time an opportunity. And I generally say, and this is my way of looking at the half glass full, I generally say that every challenge is an opportunity and no disaster should go wasted rather. So I think this is where I would like this climate energy thing to be placed, at least from my perspective. I'll just give you a little perspective that where the problem lies. I think the problem really lies at the core, where we are unable to figure out why we are where we are in terms of our economic growth and in terms of our energy crisis. So if you go a little back, we always have planning tools which tell us our GDP growth and based on which we put up our energy needs and then plug it in. So while we were thinking that we would have a GDP growth of 5 to 7%, we automatically wanted to have our energy demand aligned with that. So basically, hum chah ye rahe the ki hamari is economic growth ko facilitate karne ke liye ya supplement karne ke liye hamare paas itne power plants generation side pe hone chahiye. Humne generation laga li. At the moment, we are anything between 42,000 to 47,000, 48,000. But our GDP growth is not there. Currently, we are sitting at a GDP growth of a little over 2, under 2, over 2. Bahut sare usme school of thoughts hai. And maximum in next 4-5 years, we are not going to go beyond 4 or 5%. And I'm talking on a very hunky-dory wala, aap kehle, situation or economic numbers. Energy aapne laga li 42,000. Currently aapka jo maximum jo kehle peak aap karte hain, that only is in 3 months of the year, is between 26 to 28,000. Isse zyada peak nahi karte. For the rest of the 7 months of the year, you keep hovering between 10 to 11,000 megawatt. So you can actually understand ki aapki jo problems hai na, wo multifold hai. Aapne extra energy laga li, aapki GDP itni nahi thi, aap GDP growth us tarah nahi hui jis tarah aapne energy growth kar li. So problem is basically really down, boiling down to your planning. Ab isme climate kaise fit hota hai? I think because aapka fuel mix jo hai wo basically skewed it towards fossil. So now when you try to correct it, that would mean putting in additional renewable energy. When you already have excess energy, that additional renewable energy comes at a cost. And when you have existing, you still have to pay for that. You have new, if you don't move to new renewable, your climate, your fossil fuel emissions keep rising because that's the mix you have. So at the end of the day, I think you are in such a vulnerable position, and your climate vulnerability because of all these extreme weather effects, floods, droughts, is only making all this go worse. So I think problem lies in your policy and planning. And unless we have this climate energy nexus fit into our development strategy, we'll always be struggling with this problem.
I agree 100%. But Dr. Fatma, to make this conversation more relatable and to increase the viewership, I would ask from a common man's perspective. कि जो आम आदमी है पाकिस्तानी उसको क्लाइमेट चेंज और ये जो एनर्जी के प्रॉब्लम्स हैं इनसे उसको क्या मसला आ रहा है, उसकी लाइफ किस तरह अफेक्ट हो रही है और गोइंग फॉरवर्ड उसके चैलेंजेस कैसे बढ़ेंगे?
आई थिंक उसकी लाइफ मल्टीपल्स वे में अफेक्ट हो रही है. वन, जो आपकी एक्स्ट्रा एनर्जी लग गई हुई है और जीडीपी उस तरह ग्रो नहीं की, उसकी कॉस्ट किसी ने तो पे करनी है और उसकी कॉस्ट मेरे और आप जैसा आम आदमी पे करता है इन द फॉर्म ऑफ आर बिल्स. क्योंकि हम अपनी जीडीपी ग्रोथ उस तरह नहीं कर पाए, हमारे पास अब एक्सेस एनर्जी है जिसकी प्राइस, चाहे हम वो एनर्जी यूज़ करें या वो एनर्जी ना यूज़ करें, हमने वो प्राइस पे करनी है. और जैसे जैसे हम प्राइस बढ़ाते जाते हैं, हमारा अफोर्डेबिलिटी नेट श्रिंक होता तो जाता है. अफोर्डेबिलिटी नेट श्रिंक होता तो जाता है, विच असेंशली मीन्स कि जिन लोगों को जो अफोर्ड कर सकते थे वो भी अब अफोर्ड नहीं कर सकते. तो जो अब अफोर्ड करने वाले रह गए हैं उनका बिल और बढ़ जाता है. बिकॉज टेक्निकली पहले मे बी 10 पीपल वर अफोर्डिंग, नाउ 8 पीपल आर अफोर्डिंग. यू स्टिल हैव टू रिकवर द सेम कॉस्ट, सो दैट कॉस्ट इज गोइंग टू बी स्प्रेड ओवर दोज 8 पीपल नाउ, विच वुड मीन एवरी पर्सन विल हैव अ हायर शेयर. सो एक तो ये प्रॉब्लम है आम आदमी का. दूसरा, क्लाइमेट वाइज बिकॉज आप के पास अभी तक फॉसिल फ्यूल ही है, यू आर स्क्यूड मोर देन 50% ऑफ योर एनर्जी डिमांड और नॉट डिमांड सॉरी द जनरेशन कम्स फ्रॉम द फॉसिल फ्यूल, बिकॉज आपने उतने रिन्यूएबल्स नहीं लगाए हुए, बिकॉज आपके पास ऑलरेडी एक्सेस है. पिछले वालों को फेड अवे करेंगे तो नहीं डालेंगे. उसकी वजह से जो आपके इमिशन के प्रॉब्लम्स, आपके स्मॉग के प्रॉब्लम्स, आपके फ्लड्स के प्रॉब्लम, आपके ड्राउट के प्रॉब्लम, वो भी मेरे और आप जैसा बंदा शेयर कर रहे हैं. सो वेदर वी लाइक इट और नॉट, the problem really boils down to a common man, and he is unable to understand uska kasoor kya hai, that he is facing the brunt both from the climate and from the economic affordability as well.
Yes, and going forward, jis tarah Pakistan mein heat waves aa rahi hai, the temperatures are rising, there's higher need for air conditioning. So ek gareeb aadmi jo एयर कंडीशनर अफोर्ड नहीं कर सकता, जो पहले ही फैन पे गुजारा करता था, उसके लिए उस फैन का बिल भी ज्यादा बढ़ता जा रहा है. सो द सिचुएशन इज डेस्परेट, द सिचुएशन इज डेस्परेट, एंड आई फुली एग्री कि इन द डेवलपमेंट स्ट्रेटजी दे नीड टू इंक्लूड हाउ टू मेक दिस अफोर्डेबल. ठीक है डॉक्टर फातिमा, गोइंग फॉरवर्ड पाकिस्तान की जो एनर्जी क्राइसिस है, इसमें यू पॉइंटेड आउट के वी आर डिपेंडेंट ऑन फॉसिल फ्यूल्स, हमने एडिशनल कैपेसिटी काफी सारी लगा ली है इन द पास्ट दैट इज नॉट बीइंग यूटिलाइज्ड. इसके बारे में हम पॉलिसी की बात करें तो कौन सी ऐसी चीजें हैं जिनके ऊपर अभी काम किया जा सकता है, दैट आर द लो हैंगिंग फ्रूट्स जो दैट कैन यू नो गेट अस समथिंग इन द शॉर्ट रन.
जी, इट्स अ डेफिसिट ऑफ योर अफोर्डेबल एनर्जी एंड एक्सेस ऑफ एक्सपेंसिव एनर्जी, सो दैट्स आवर प्रॉब्लम. हमारे पास एनर्जी है, लेकिन अगर आप अफोर्डेबल एनर्जी की बात करें तो वो हमारे पास इन डेफिसिट है. लेकिन अगर आप एक्सेस एनर्जी की बात करें तो वो आपके पास एक एक्सपेंसिव एक्सेस एनर्जी है. सो विद दिस कॉन्टेक्स्ट इन माइंड, लो हैंगिंग फ्रूट क्या है? यू नीड टू वर्क टूवर्ड्स डिमांड क्रिएशन. अभी अगर आप अपने नेशनल ग्रिड पर देखें तो आपका जो मैक्सिमम कस्टमर है वो आपका डोमेस्टिक कंज्यूमर है, यू एंड मी. जो आपकी मेन इंडस्ट्री है वो तो वैसे ही कैप्टिव पावर पे शिफ्ट हो चुके हैं, बिकॉज यू आर नाइदर प्रोवाइडिंग देम अफोर्डेबल नॉर रिलायबल एनर्जी फ्रॉम द ग्रिड, एंड बिकॉज ऑफ दैट रीजन दे हैव एक्चुअली मूव्ड ऑन टू देयर ओन कैप्टिव जनरेशन. वी नीड टू ब्रिंग देम बैक, वी नीड टू ब्रिंग देम बैक टू द ग्रिड. उनको ग्रिड पे आप कैसे लाएंगे? बाय सॉल्विंग टू थिंग्स. वन, affordable by giving them an affordable energy, and two, by solving this reliability issue. Abhi aapka jo transmission network hai उसमें इतनी इंटरमिटेंसी है दैट दीज एक्सपोर्ट मैन्युफैक्चरर्स या आपकी एक्सपोर्ट इंडस्ट्रीज दे कांट अफोर्ड इट. वो कहते हैं सिर्फ बेहतर है मैं अपना यूनिट लगा लूँ, मैं अपनी एनर्जी प्रोड्यूस कर लूँ. सो आई थिंक डिमांड क्रिएशन एंड डिमांड क्रिएशन के लिए यू बेसिकली आर करंटली डूइंग अ काउंटर प्रोडक्टिव. अगर आपने यू बीइंग एन इकोनॉमिक एक्सपर्ट एज वेल लेफर कर्व के बारे में सुना होगा, वी हैव रीच्ड अ पॉइंट जहाँ एवरी यूनिट that you add in terms of your pricing, you're actually becoming counterproductive in terms of your collection of bills. So, uske liye aapki demand creation is absolutely critical. Mere khayal mein isse zyada important aur kuch nahi, and you have to come with, I would say, policy interventions where your industry can come back onto the grid. Uske liye aap unko kya incentives de sakte hain, that's where we need to be creative.
The problem of circular debt, इसके बारे में हर बंदा बात करता है. It's in the headlines कि ये trillions में चलाएंगे. And the biggest reason that people cite is the payments that are made to these independent power producers in forms of electricity payments. So, how much do you think are those capacity payments actually contributing to making this excess unaffordable energy? And how do you think Pakistan's government should go about it?
Achha, okay. Let me just take 1 minute to explain. Because abhi tak we all say circular debt. Every talk show talks about it. Every news headline talks about it. But common, aam fehm insaan ko aaj tak shayad samajh hi nahi aayi ki circular debt hai kya. Ab, so, badi seedhi si, I would say, layman form mein, if I can explain, energy ya electricity jo hai, it's a commodity. It has a cost. Theek hai? Uski ek price hai, because ye ek service hai, jo ki free nahi hai, uski ek price hai. Ab uski wo price jo hai, wo kisi ne pay karni hai. Aur price hum kaise nikalte hai, ki aapki jo bhi cost aayi hai, in terms of generating that unit, in terms of transmitting that unit, and then in terms of delivering that unit to the customer, wo koi bhi ho, koi farak nahi padta. As long as this side of equation, these three things are equal to what you connect, to aapka equation balance rahegi. Acha, ab agar isme koi leakage hai, maybe due to your system inefficiencies or maybe due to your lack of affordability, to ek wo aa jayega aapke equation लेफ्ट हैंड साइड और राइट हैंड साइड आपस में बराबर नहीं होंगे. द मोमेंट दैट इज नॉट इक्वल दैट मीन्स कि एक गैप आ गया, वो किसी को तो पे करना है, वो चाहे मैं पे करूं या वो गवर्नमेंट पे करे इन द फॉर्म ऑफ अ फंडेड सब्सिडी, वो गैप किसी को पे करना है, बिकॉज एट द एंड ऑफ द डे आपकी कॉस्ट और कनेक्शन की जो इक्वेशन है उसको बैलेंस होना है. जितने की आई है बिजली उतनी की प्राइस आपने कलेक्ट करनी है. नहीं करेंगे तो वो एक गैप इकट्ठा होता जाएगा. इफ यू डोंट पे इट, It'll not just vanish. वो वहीं रहेगा, and that's your circular debt. Government जब ये subsidy देती है अपनी आपके low income group को, तो वो government ने उसको आपस में उस gap को fill करना है by funding it, जिसको हम funded subsidy कहते हैं. एक वो है, अगर वो time पे ना आए तो somehow that creates that loop. So this circular debt is basically the equation ka disbalance. Ab, I think once we have this in mind, jo aap IPPs ki baat kar rahe hain, dekhen IPPs ko aapne lock kiya hua hai in take or pay contracts. Take or pay contracts ko main is tarah explain karti hu ki let's suppose aapne ek rent a car li hai for 3 days. Ab chahe wo aap leke apne garage mein khadi kar dein ya aap wo chalayein, आपने हर दिन का उसका एक रेंट पे करना है, बिकॉज दैट इज एट योर डिस्पोजल फॉर दोज 3 days. आप उसको चाहे यूज करें या ना करें, वो आपके डिस्पोजल पे खड़ी है, ठीक है. और फिर उसके बाद आप उसमें जितना फ्यूल डालेंगे उसकी प्राइस अलग होगी. दैट्स हाउ द रेंटल कार बिजनेस इज प्रिसाइसली हाउ एन IPP वर्क्स. उसकी कैपेसिटी पेमेंट है, बिकॉज आपने उसको बाउंड किया हुआ है कि वो आपके अलावा किसी को सेल नहीं कर सकते, ठीक है. एंड देन सेकेंडली, वॉट एवर एनर्जी की आप उसको एक परचेज ऑर्डर देंगे, उसकी एक एनर्जी परचेज प्राइस भी आप पे करेंगे. सो एट द एंड ऑफ द डे, इफ देन मे बी नाउ यू कैन इमेजिन कि अगर आप ये कहते हैं कि जी आईपीपीएस का कसूर है, वी रियली नीड टू रीथिंक, या आईपीपीएस का कसूर है या ये पॉलिसी का कसूर है या ये इन कॉन्ट्रैक्ट्स की मेक का कसूर है कि जिसमें आपने उनको बाउंड किया है. या तो आप उनको कहते हैं कि यार यू आर फ्री टू सेल इट टू एनीबडी एल्स व्हाइल यू आर नॉट सेलिंग इट टू मी, एंड देन यू कैन ओनली चार्ज मी द कैपेसिटी पेमेंट फॉर द टाइम इन विच आई गिव यू एन ऑर्डर टू जनरेट इलेक्ट्रिसिटी. अगर आप उसको कहते हैं नहीं आप मेरे लिए खड़े हैं इरेस्पेक्टिव मैं आपसे एक यूनिट की बिजली लूँ या मैं आपसे 100 यूनिट की बिजली लूँ या एट एनी गिवन डे मैं आपसे कोई बिजली ना लूँ, आप मेरे अलावा किसी को बेच नहीं सकते. सो नाउ मे बी यू कैन डिसाइड फॉर योर सेल्फ और एनी बडी कैन डिसाइड फॉर देम सेल्फ के वेयर डज द प्रॉब्लम लाई.
I agree. So given this context and given the description you have given, how realistic and reasonable is the demand to renegotiate these capacity contracts with IPPs?
Achha, ab iska bhi na ek two-fold answer hai. One, again, main as a layman baat karu to hum kehte hain, yes, we need to move away from take-or-pay contracts to take-and-pay contracts because hum afford nahi kar sakte. But at the same time, you need to understand that every time you renegotiate, you are actually playing with the sanctity of the contract. So, aap ek taraf to aap unko renegotiate kar lenge, but at the same time, aap ek international ya ek local investor ko kya message de rahe hain? Ki these contracts, the sanctity of the contract ko they respect nahi karte. So you can actually go back and open these contracts any given day you like. The sanctity of the contracts, sovereignty of these contracts, it is only as good as whatever the sitting government thinks. So ye message aap de rahe hain. Iska counter effect kya hoga? That every time there's a new investor coming in, wo ye premium bhi add karega when he is negotiating a return with you. So you're adding to the risk premium. ठीक है, हैविंग सेड दैट आप अपनी फ्यूचर में अपना रिस्क प्रोफाइल कैसे बिल्ड करें दैट डिपेंड्स ऑन हाउ यू ट्रीट योर सिटिंग कॉन्ट्रैक्ट्स. सो आप उनकी सैंक्टिटी को टच कर रहे हैं, आप उनकी कंसिस्टेंसी को चैलेंज कर रहे हैं. सो व्हाटएवर एक्शंस दैट यू आर डूइंग टुडे यू नीड टू बी वेरी श्योर कि उसका एक काउंटर इफेक्ट आना है इन फ्यूचर. So that is why you need to be very careful jab aap in contracts ko chhedte hain. But having said that, jo currently hamari situation hai, we need to, yes, move away from take or pay to take and pay contracts, one. And very quickly, two, hamare is waqt jo base load plants hain, unko hume peaking plants pe convert karne ki zarurat hai. Unless we do that, we cannot fix our, I would say, fuel mix, because main naye renewables tabhi lekar aaungi, which is having a climate impact, jab main apne purane fossil fuel ko
थोड़ा सा ब्रीफली एक्सप्लेन कर दें कि नेट जीरो का क्या मतलब है और कार्बन न्यूट्रलिटी का क्या मतलब है, एंड देन वी कैन टेक द कन्वर्सेशन.
Okay, so basically net zero jo hai na, it refers to the balance between the amount of your greenhouse gases emitted and the amount removed from the atmosphere. So you're basically aiming to achieve a state where net emission are zero. Theek hai, ab iske liye bahut sari aapki, I think, multiple cheeze ho sakti hain jinko aap address kar sakte hain in terms of your actions ya in terms of आप कह लें कि जो आप कह सकते हैं ना कि इस जर्नी को आपने करना कैसे है, दैट इज समथिंग विच इज डिबेटेबल डिपेंडिंग अपॉन कि आपकी वल्नरेबिलिटी क्या है एज अ कंट्री, एंड देन ऑल्सो डिपेंडिंग अपॉन कि आपकी करंट ऑन ग्राउंड सिचुएशन क्या है. अच्छा, जो क्लाइमेट न्यूट्रलिटी की आपने बात की है, दैट इज ऑल्सो बेसिकली रेफरिंग टू द आइडिया ऑफ अचीविंग दिस नेट जीरो ग्रीन हाउस गैस एमिशन by balancing these to a point jahan aap zero ho ja rahe hain. So basically they are both used interchangeably.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
So globally, yes, that does make sense. Okay. So globally, people in the developing, sorry, in the developed world, they are pursuing net zero. Pakistan ke liye, what does it mean to have a net zero aligned target? Number one. And number two, should Pakistan set such targets at this moment, given it's still a developing country? We maybe have excess coal reserves that we want to burn to, you know, take some advantage. So what is your thought on this?
Achha, this is such a pain point for me. Wo kehte na, you just triggered me. Why? Because, frankly, hamare paas ye choice hi nahi hai. Ye hum ye keh sake, because the developed world has already used and abused whatever they had to do when they were on the path of their industrialization. And now when they have landed all of us in this problem, including the developing countries who have yet to achieve that industrialization, that potential, sustainability in terms of getting their economic numbers in place, so we remember climate change. Because now we say that you can't do this because we are already way past the degree in terms of our temperature and all. So I think this is the first problem. So developing countries don't have a much choice in terms of deciding. It's the need of the hour and they need to act now. Because uska jo counter effect hai, main aapko pehle bata tha, we are the fifth most vulnerable country in the world. So whether we play a role in it or not, we are already facing the brunt. So ek to ye baat hogi. And two, I think that we have already missed the boat of whether we should do it or not, because I've already apne NDCs commit kar chuke hain internationally. Aur uska bhi ek bahut bada, I just touch upon it, and because you're an economics, person, you would instantly pick it. Humne apne NDCs calculate karke jo commit kiye hain, they are at 8% GDP growth. And where we are on our GDP growth, we both know. So you can instantly see that we are already overcommit karke baithe hue hain. So yes, so what we need to do is, jo hamari, so it's a 5-year, we need to commit. We committed in 2016 and then in 2021. So our next targets need to be committed again. We need to revise that numbers as per our GDP, because we are already overstating and completely going overboard. Then we are not even emitting what we are committing, and then uska ek certain percentage jo humne commit kiya hai kam karne ka, wo to it's altogether a different ball game. Acha, whether we should do it or not, isme mera thought process bada simple sa hai, not just Pakistan but for the entire developing countries. I think when we are the one who are facing the brunt of the problems landed into our plate because of the developed countries, they need to pick their part of the bet. And how would they do that? They need to contribute in terms of making sure that the capital flows from, because they need to pay the price. I should not pay the price for the problem that they have landed me into. Ek wo to kehte hain ki aap ye industrialization bhi na kare, and dusra wo kehte hain ki iski cost bhi aap bear kare. So they need to pick up their part by at least contributing this amount. And this is a common debate which is going in COP28, maybe in COP29 as well. The capital has to flow from there to here. Or Pakistan ke liye main sirf ye kahungi ki mujhe kehte na coal ke power plants aur na lagaye jo lage hain wo band kar de, mera coal har wala nikla hi abhi, and there is so much of potential. Mera bada simple answer hai, aap meri cost bear kar de for terminating all these contracts and moving to a renewable. Uski jitni cost mujhe bear karni hai by terminating those contracts, uski jo bhi mujhe penalties pay karni hai, wo developed countries aake pay kar dein, aur jo uske I would say adjacent ya equivalent renewable lagne ki cost hai in terms of investment, wo bhi pay kar dein. I am very happy to go green. Yes,
I agree. Given all these commitments by the developed world, Paris agreement mein, Pakistani cops mein, they say that, you know, this much money needs to be spent, but realistically speaking, wo paisa kabhi aya hi nahi, unhone
dedicated nahi kiya.
So that debate is still going on. So I'm not sure ki wo paisa kabhi aayega ya nahi. So, so Pakistan, in some sense, like other developing countries, is on its own. But the problem here is that these trade agreements that Pakistan has with the developed world, like the GSP plus status that Pakistan has, given our expensive electricity and our other vulnerabilities. So we're exporting because we have this trade agreement with them. Do you think not meeting our net zero targets will affect that?
Achha, iska, so there's always a silver lining. So it's always the half glass full. As much as I agree with the fact that the capital needs to flow, at the same time, because we like it or we know, or we don't like it, we are actually facing the brunt in terms of global warming, in terms of floods, droughts, smog. So we need to play our part. The money can come now or later. That's something which is debatable. And we can go on and on in that. So in terms of the export sector, I think they're in a very good position to move towards decarbonization, towards this net zero. Why? Because they have that financial muscle. And it's in their interest as well. Because ab ye hai ki aap jitne apne green targets meet karenge, aapki export ki price utni premium pe hogi in the international environment. So I think hame isko capitalize karna chahiye by using these exporters to take this initiative and to actually, because they have that money which perhaps we as government do not have, and this is something which is a win-win for them as well as for us as a common man.
Yeah.
So agar wo ye targets meet kar lenge, so it's going to help us as well. Or as government hum kya kar sakte, we can do what is within our means. We can go green. Plantation karne mein koi problem nahi hai. Energy efficiency ke chote chote measures lene mein, I think it is not something which is going to cost us. If we try and understand ki rather than having a 10 megawatt of equivalent CO2, if we can do the same in 8 equivalent, we are just bringing that emission down by simple lifestyle changes. So I think yeh hum kar sakte. So that's how we can utilize it, and that's how our export sector is in a very good position. And frankly, they're doing it as well.
Yeah, that's true. So this has been a wonderful discussion. And before we move to the end, there's one last set of questions that I want to bring. It originates from net zero. And this is about the transition to renewable energy. So a big part of this effort is the renewable transition that is taking place in Pakistan already. So all these exporters, they have set up these solar plants. Many of the households in Pakistan have also set up solar, they've solarized their source of energy. So, Amir Aadmi hai, jo exporter hai, usne solarized kar liya. PNG may be solar plants, solar bats, like you know. How can we make this transition more equitable? Jo gareeb log hain, jinke chote chote ghar hain, jo kisi congested abadi mein rehte hain, wo to apni cost of energy low nahi kar sake. But how can they benefit from this new technology?
I think uspe again, if you see Pakistan mein, and you might agree with me, CSR mein log jitne paise spend karte hain, whether it's individuals or whether it's companies or whether it's multinationals, they honestly, it's one of the biggest spendings that we see. Theek hai hamare koi jis tarah, for example, agar India mein aap dekhe to they it's mandatory for them to spend 1-2% of their bottom line on the CSR. Pakistan mein aisa koi mandatory regulation or requirement nahi hai, but there's a lot of spending that's being done. And I think this is where we can capitalize. So we can actually bring all this funding together and maybe create a climate smart impact fund. Kyunki abhi kya ho raha hai, aapki ye jo individual companies ya multinationals hai na, they ye silos mein kaam kar rahe hain. आप अक्सर देखते होंगे कि यार 100,000 डिस्ट्रीब्यूट कर दिए उन्होंने सोलर पंप्स, वाटर सोलर पंप्स, या आप ये देखते हैं कि वो उन्होंने स्कूल्स के ऊपर लगा दिए. इफ यू एक्चुअली चैनलाइज दिस इन अ वे कि आप एक इम्पैक्ट फंड बना लें, एंड दे ओनली इन्वेस्ट or they only contribute to the extent of whatever CSR they plan to put aside. And then you sit down as a community, as a business community, and decide ki yaar is saal humne is particular region mein itni renewables investment karni hai ya itni solarization karni hai schools mein, hospitals mein, low income communities mein. Aap kar kya rahe hain? Aap basically fund ko pool in karke impact improve kar rahe hain. To usse hoga kya? You're actually reaching out to a much larger audience जो कि करंटली इसलिए नहीं फील हो रहा या इसलिए उसका इम्पैक्ट नहीं आ रहा बिकॉज हर कोई अपनी डेली की वजह पर काम कर रहा है. सो आई थिंक इन माय वे दिस इज वन वे टू एक्चुअली रीच अ वेरी लार्ज ऑडियंस या टू मैग्निफाई द इम्पैक्ट इन इन परहैप्स समथिंग विच इज ऑलरेडी बीइंग डन बट इन साइलोस.
दैट्स अ ब्रिलियंट आइडिया एंड इट आल्सो reduces the dependence on the public sector.
So that's great. Unko kuch karne ki zarurat nahi hai.
Yes, yes. Dr. Padma, thank you for your time. This has been a great discussion. And thank you to the audience for... Thank you.
No, it's an absolute pleasure to be here and looking forward to more of these in future as well. Thank you.